Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last Wednesday, the Congressman Mark Foley scandal began to break. And then it was released finally Thursday night, Friday morning. And that's when the Senate finally passed the conference committee bill. They had already passed it Thursday night, the draconian end of the Bill of Rights Constitution legislation. Two different packages we'll go over today. But then it went back to the full House into conference between the House and the Senate version. And on Friday, the Senate passed it 100 to zip. Their previous vote had been, what, 65 to 30-something, with a few abstentions. And notice how the Foley scandal came out right at the proper time. Hey, if you don't vote like you're supposed to, all of the skeletons are going to come out of the closet. Remember in the months before 9/11, there was the big scandal on the Hill and the missing intern, and they found her bones in the park and had the congressman killed her? This is how they get people in line, and they've got dirt on almost every one of them, I guess, other than Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo, maybe two or three others. This is how they operate. Of course, it turns out that for at least 3 years, he'd been doing all sorts of things to the interns, the staffers. It was well known on the Hill, don't go to work for Foley unless you like to have sex with men, if you're a man. And they would tell the underage pages, don't go there. Now, some parents knowingly would place their children, of course, in this position, wanting them to get into the higher rooms of power. This is how the elite recruit. It's pretty sick. It's extremely disturbing. And I have no doubt, listeners started pointing this out over the weekend to me, and I have no doubt, I've looked at the different pieces of evidence, and it is a very high probability that this was used to steamroller this through Congress. They couldn't get Congress to pass all of Patriot Act II last year. They've been trying for 3 years. They couldn't get Congress to pass a lot of things. Bush's amnesty. Total, complete amnesty. You will probably now see that passed. Because they are taking off the gloves right now. And that's just one of the indicators that in the past they wouldn't vote for this, but now they are. Despite the fact that Bush's approval ratings are at all-time lows. Notice that, too. Even back when he had more support. Back when he had 80%, 70% approval ratings, he couldn't get Patriot 2 passed. Now, with a 35% approval rating, it's gone up 5 points for the election season from the low of 30, he can't. See, that's another indicator. There's a whole bunch of indices here, and I won't go over all of them. We don't have the time, but a very high order of probability. I'd have to say over 90% that they fried Foley, who they admit they knew about. Hastert, of course, got caught lying last week to the Post saying, oh, we've heard of no investigations of him, and it turns out there's been a giant investigation for a year. His activities have been known of for 3 years. Now there's a bunch of emails to different young men. Any parent that allows their daughter or son to be a page or staffer at the Capitol is either completely stupid or a sicko. And now there's no excuse. If you just type into Google Republican sex scandals, there are several hundred of them in the last 5 years alone. I mean governors and state reps and congressmen and senators raping children, two heads of Homeland Security, two deputy heads in the last 6 months caught trying to pick up 12-year-olds. And I mean, it's just, but it fits into the past pattern. And Paul Watson has knocked it out of the park yet again up on PrisonPlanet.com. Chronicling some of the disgusting activities that are going on. So they plan this to be an intimidation tactic on the Congress and a diversion, but if we go deeper down the rabbit hole, it becomes very enlightening, informative, and educational.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNLive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas via the GCN Radio Network. And our global satellites, our great AM and FM affiliates blasting out across the country. International Shortwave, the big one, WWCR, the internet at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net. Thank you for joining us. Just a quick program note, and I'll plunge into all of the news. We did a syndication test of my new Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. I think we're about to expand it to 3 to 6 p.m. here in the next few weeks. We did a test syndicating through MS Communications and KLBJ 590 through Genesis Communications, a match made in heaven. And MS has a lot of big stations that are looking to pick it up in Norfolk and St. Louis and places like that. All of our affiliates that are picking us up in Southern California and Kansas City and upstate New York and South Texas, just all over the country. Affiliates in Ohio, you name it. Please look at picking up the new syndicated show that we will send out on the Bird, the ABC Star Guide feed that we lease. We'll be sending it out on that this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. for the last test, and then starting the next Saturday after that, the Sunday after next, We will be officially syndicating the broadcast. We'd like to have a lot of stations already lined up for that. So just a note to affiliate relations here at the network and a note to all our great affiliates. We're doing this because there's a void Sunday afternoons. There's a lot of hard-hitting political broadcast, most of it neocon, though, Sunday nights. Very little Sunday afternoons in the Sunday night. We looked at all the time slots and think this is really the area that there's a void in. And so a hard-hitting live broadcast covering whatever's happened over the weekend and recapping the week, and that is Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I'm asking all of our affiliates to pick up that broadcast that starts officially in 2 weeks. But if you wanted to pick it up, it'll start this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. is the on-air kind of maiden beta test of it. Did the show yesterday. It was already syndicated yesterday. Did the test. It checked out very nicely. No problems. Great job on both sides with Emmis and with Genesis. And so I'm excited about this because we've gotten a lot of AM and FM affiliates during this primetime slot of 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., but we're up against Limbaugh and some of the biggest names in talk radio who'd already gobbled up and basically dominated most of the talk stations. I mean, it's just amazing that we've gotten this many affiliates to begin with. What is it, over 40 live during the day, about 30 overnight, and a lot of, well, we're actually getting a new affiliate every week, so I haven't looked in a few months. It's well over 40 now live that pick it up. Quite a few stations that re-air it in the morning, but this is another live selection or choice. It gives you more choices, stations, to have something really hard-hitting Sunday afternoons into Sunday evening, depending on your time zone. So I'm done talking about that. Okay. We've got the Congressman, the Republican, Mark Foley scandal raging right now. And I want to go over the different facets and different angles of this that the mainstream media are not getting into. I do believe, after looking at the different indicators, that they did start burning him on Wednesday as a way to intimidate and finally get a 100-to-0 vote in the Senate. A caller several hours into the show Friday called in and said, Alex, they voted 100-to-0 in the Senate. And I said, no, they didn't. They voted 65-to-30-something, but it was most of the Republicans and a lot of the Democrats. And then after I got off air, I did learn that it had finally passed the House and then gone back into the Senate. And on the conference defense package bill itself that the torture legislation was rolled into, the torture legislation is what it's being called. That's its new name. It's America stake through the heart legislation. It's end of the country legislation. It's destruction of the Bill of Rights legislation. It's torture's one small aspect. And the caller from New Jersey was right. They did, in the final vote, 100-to-0. The caller sounded confident and sounded truthful. I didn't want to call him out, but I thought, oh, he's wrong. No. He was correct. The final vote, 100-to-0. I have the official congressional roll call here in front of me. You don't get votes like that unless there's blackmail. And we know that with a lot of them, it isn't young boys. It's strippers, it's hookers, it's drugs, it's money, payoffs. It's you know, that type of stuff. And every year or so, they fry a few members of Congress right in front of everyone. They throw them into the little mosquito zapper. They're all a bunch of mosquitoes, a bunch of parasites. But they throw their own into the furnace in front of everyone, and they sputter and zap and cook and smoke and finally pop, and everybody gets into line. There was a lot of blackmail going on in October of 2001 and the anthrax attacks on the Capitol to get Patriot Act 1 passed, and we saw a 99-to-1 vote there as well. You only see these type of votes when massive arm twisting is being applied. Before I get into this article that Paul Watson wrote and that I contributed to, it's an excellent 6-page article. Before I do that and then get into the full scope, I've now had time to spend the weekend really reading H.R. 6616 is the House bill. Then there's another number for the Senate version. And before I lay all of that out and tell you about the guests we've got coming up today, we've got Jerome Corsi coming on dealing with all the new American Union developments. The CFR has now attacked Lou Dobbs, calling him a conspiracy theorist. We're going to play that clip later, too, and get Corsi's take on it. A lot of clips today. But before we get into Foley, I thought I'd just play this clip from last year, America's Most Wanted, the super police state running man Big Brother type show, with a very suspicious host. I would just leave it there. Very suspicious history there. But again, these people are so sick. But you have to remember that Foley was the head of exploited and missing children in the House. He was the man who got a bunch of legislation passed, police state legislation. He's the guy who got federal legislation passed that's now been mirrored by the states, where they throw the book at 18-year-old men who have a 17-year-old girlfriend. By the way, the largest group of new prosecutions in the last 3 years for sex crimes, pedophilia, are people with less than 2 years separation. It's statutory rape, folks. And I want to ask you something. How many of you listening out there would be sexual predators or go to prison today for that 16-year-old girlfriend you had when you were 18? Started dating her when she was 14, you were 16. You know, you guys got married. You're probably married. A lot of you are probably married to the girl you were dating in high school, aren't you? I had a bunch of friends who were, you know, they are married to the woman they met in high school. A lot of friends. And how many of you would be sexual predators today? Well, it's sickos, it's perverts like Foley that are doing this. And I just last week, before all this broke, I was explaining how the highest levels of predators, of every type of predatory activity, is in government. 5 times more likely for CPS or foster care to abuse children. And that's all types of abuse. That's an index of the different types of abuse. It's even higher with truancy officers. They are the most dangerous group. I don't want to say the majority, but a huge minority of them are pedophiles. School teachers, principals, that's why so many times when you hear them getting busted, in fact, the majority of the time it's a school teacher or a principal. Why is that? It's not that most school teachers or principals are, it's that there's a higher percentage. Again, the Founding Fathers said, don't trust government, you can't trust government. When we get back from break, I'm going to play Foley on America's Most Wanted. This, and by the way, other clips have now been dug up. In fact, I talked yesterday before I knew this clip existed on the new syndicated Sunday show we're doing about how I remember being here at the office about a year ago. Foley was on Fox. We're all standing around with the TV on in the background. We just tape television randomly on a DVR and then dump it if there's no good material. And Foley was talking about pedophiles, and I said right in front of my staff, I wouldn't have said this on air because I could have gotten sued at the time, I said, look at that pedophile. And you can just look at him. It's like that car guy. I'm sure. And I said day one, I don't think he'd really done anything to JonBenet, but he's into that stuff. He lived in Thailand. He pled guilty to it. He's definitely into it. That's what they all look like. They got these little glistening, little effeminate eyes, these little soft faces. They look real weak. They always kind of look up. They're like little maggots. I mean, I just see their spirit almost. I don't want to get into mumbo jumbo, but it's just instinct. It's like when you see a dog walking up to you on the street, you know if it's an attack dog and is going to try to bite you. You just learn these things. But I can't ever shoot my mouth off on air about the level of discernment I've got. But I was like, look at that little scum sucker. See, we know from history that the very people that are in these missing and exploited children, and boy, the vet group's really been for years coming up on my radar, that's where you look for them. That's where the big spiders hide. And so, listen, and I'm just going to say, America's Most Wanted, boy, it really is something else, too. I'm just going to leave it there. Just word of the wise is sufficient. And investigations have been done. Go out on the web and look at it for yourself. This is how they operate, but why is the media focusing in on this instead of mainstream back-of-the-paper news reports? What happened to the UN officials identified as using a ship chartered for peacekeepers to bring young girls from Thailand to East Timor as prostitutes? In 2005, Halliburton subsidiary KBR and DynCorp lobbyists worked in tandem with the Pentagon to stall legislation that was specifically ban trafficking in humans for forced labor and prostitution by U.S. contractors. What happened to all that? What happened to Bush and Jeff Gannon? We're going to cover it all. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself in the bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
If you just type in Republican sex crime, there are like 15 new stories in the last 2 days in mainstream press with top Republicans all over the country being caught. I mean, remember in the last 6 months, two high-level members of Homeland Security, one of them a deputy director, caught trying to rape children? Here's the latest one. It says, flamed out GOP star arrested for child sex assault. And it says Randall D. Randy Ankery, the convicted sex offender who just a few short years ago was a rising GOP star in Colorado, is being held on $1 million bond in Larimer County. And it says Republican 35, who was arrested Wednesday, is facing 5 counts of sexual assault on a child, 3 counts of sexual enticement of a child, and 1 count of sexual exploitation of a child. The felonies, if he is convicted, could send him to prison for life. And it just goes on. The charges come less than 15 months after the former attorney, head of Governor Bill Owens Economic Development Office in Colorado Springs and graduate of the Republican Leadership Program, was released from prison after serving a 2-year sentence for attempted sexual assault on a child. And it just goes on and on. Folks, I can't cover it all, okay? And people are asking, how does this work? Yesterday on the radio, I was calling a Republican homosexual cult, but it isn't even just homosexual. It's a lot of it's pedophile. And this is how they test people. This is how you get into it. This is what they do at Bohemian Grove. I mean, that was in mainstream news in the 80s, that there aren't many female prostitutes, folks. It's like 80% male. 2 years ago, New York Post, a Republican paper, headline, top Republicans serviced by male porn star at Bohemian Grove. This is what they do. They're total fakes. Go ahead and play Scumbag Foley on America's Most Wanted last year, saying we should all lose our rights, you see. If you're accused of something, you should lose your rights, which is what Bush has done nationwide to the American people with his new legislation. Go ahead. This is the pervert, the admitted pervert, trying to have sex with underage youth. This is the pervert, well known on the Hill. The whole time he was posing as the savior of the children. Here it is.
We track library books better than we track pedophiles and kids that are missing. We've got to force states to incorporate technology, share information, because we can't take another loss of life of a child.
Absolutely.
I believe that every convicted felon should be mandated nationwide to give his DNA. It solves crimes, it gets innocent people out of prison, and it will eliminate the ability of these people to roam state to state in this country and rape people.
From my view, when you rape a person, when you violate a child, you lose your civil liberties. So anybody that says we shouldn't take DNA samples, absolutely wrong. You commit the crime, you will supply the sample, and we'll be able to track it and hopefully solve a lot of crimes.
Well, good luck with your piece of legislation, because you're right, it will put some teeth into these registries.
Well, if I were one of these sickos, I'd be nervous with America's Most Wanted on my trail.
Yeah, I wish I could catch all of those.
That's Foley. If I was one of these sickos, I'd be nervous with America's Most Wanted on my tail. Think about the magnitude of this. And they're outside the Capitol. You hear all the road noise there. Can't be helped. But this is the head of the caucus on missing and exploited children. This is the guy who gets all the laws passed. He's being real deceptive there. Well, if you've been convicted, we need to be able to have your DNA. They've always done that to convicted people. No. The laws he's trying to get passed are for DNA databases for any crime, to get everybody in the system. Now they started federal programs to get DNA of all the children in the public schools, retina scans, in the name of if you get kidnapped. Remember 2.5 years ago, the 3,000-plus missing children in Florida? Remember? 3,000-plus. And that story never ended. It just left the papers. And it turned out the three heads, the three top people, not the head and then just the next guy down, but the top three were all convicted pedophiles. And I mean the real deal, not some 18-year-old who dated a 17-year-old beauty queen. No. I'm talking about men who had raped children. And it came out in the paper, Miami papers. Oh, yeah, they're, top pedophiles running things. Missing children, they found some dead, decapitated. We're just going to shut down the investigation now. Remember Janet Reno caught with a 12-year-old girl, and she was so drunk in the mall parking lot stumbling around, the cops came over, and she vomited all over herself and the 12-year-old with the 12-year-old's clothes off. So drunk and on so many pills that she thought she could just, because she was the district attorney, she can just have her way in a pool of vomit. Reno, by the way, would go down, this came out in mainstream news, would go down to the convicted sex offenders and have her enjoyments with them in the jail cells. Okay? That's government.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to open the phones up now. When we do go to your calls, we're going to move to them quickly, so be ready. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Paul Watson's written a great article, Rabbit Hole of Elitist Perversion, Far Deeper Than Foley. Media obsessed with emails of sicko Republican congressmen overshadowed by ignored White House child prostitution scandal, Halliburton sex slavery evil. There's a few things Paul needs to add to this. The problem is there's so many hundreds. He needs to add the Barney Frank scandal, showing this is nonpartisan. Barney Frank is allowed to run an underage slave brothel. We're talking, it was 14-year-old boys, out of his, what was it, three-story Maryland home. That came out, what, 10 years ago? 9 years ago? Nothing happened. And that's because he is such an insider. And I mean, hell, he's a madam of slaves, and he gets to be a congressman. It's just like George Bush with all the male prostitutes at the White House there. Now, is he using them? We don't know. The intel is he is. But we know a lot of the leadership is. And we have the Washington Times headline that mentions George Bush Sr. and others, homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan and Bush. Call boys took midnight tour of White House, and then you read the article, it includes underage, and they have the credit card receipts. This was a huge story for a day or two before they shut it down back in 89. And, of course, we can add into there, there were all those Times of London articles. Remember, it was about 6 years ago in Burgundy. A woman escaped from a castle, and it was a Rothschild castle. That was in the news. They owned most of the property there. They overthrew the royals and then Napoleon, who they set up, and then they basically got everything. And she escaped from the castle, and she weighed like 85 pounds. She looked like a concentration camp victim. She ran to the police station. The local police wouldn't help her. She said they've got a subterranean dungeon. There's women. Then she went to the state police. They swooped in before they could clean it out. There were dead women in there. I guess they'd gotten the other living ones she'd seen out and killed them. And they dug up, I think it was 15 bodies out in the garden. They dug up a bunch of dead kids on the Dutch Roll family's property. What was that? That was about 7 years ago. But that's separate. That's the Netherlands. And in there, they had literally the you know, the iron cages they put people in. And there were all these dead women and skeletons. And she described they put on the black hoods and do satanic things. I mean, that's who... Oh, don't believe me, Times of London. You think I'm joking about this? You think these people are playing games? I'm risking my life to be fighting these people. Of course they carried out 9/11. They're a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles, you idiots. You realize how much danger we're in. I can't just sit here and calmly talk about this. This is insane! You think movies like Hostel aren't based on real things? That's what's really going on. Go rent it. Go watch it. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. I'm sure Foley's into a lot worse things, but going after 16-year-olds is mild compared to what a lot of these people do. They blow small children's heads off with high-caliber handguns. They rip people's teeth out. They cut people's tongues out. Do you understand? All this torture and writing torture memos from the White House about how they can torture children sexually, they're just legitimizing what they do. They do this so much, like you pop a, you know, the cap on Sprite. They pop the cap on somebody they kill. Cruise missiling innocent population, cluster bombing, nuking Iran, that's nothing to them because they're killers. They're into death and destruction. Man, I know it's scary, I know it's hard to deal with, but truth is stranger than fiction, and we have a guild of criminals. Some of them, like the vice president, according to reports that have come from multiple sources, like women. He likes full-grown women, he likes to rape them and then beat the living daylights out of them. Some of them just like full-grown men. A lot of them like children. But the point is, they're all a bunch of deviants. And if you really look at it, and you really study the admissions, do you understand that the Chicago Tribune reported that Halliburton and Dynecor, and I've been threatened, by the way, by the people that have a local office here. I've been told to shut up. No, you shut up. I'm going to stand up for the children, you pieces of trash. Dynecor can go to hell, as far as I'm concerned. You're not going to stop us. We're going to bring you to justice. It was, think of how arrogant they are. Think of how arrogant and sick they are that they openly can be in the Chicago Tribune with lobbyists lobbying the government not to enforce federal law against sex slave trafficking, slavery, and pedophilia. And that's exactly what's going on at these bases all over Central Europe, all over Eastern Europe, all over the Middle East, all over Central Asia. It's admitted in that article, in that group of articles. You can go read them right now in our story. We have hyperlinks to it. I mean, how horrifying is that to have the White House writing memos saying they can torture children? Well, of course they're writing memos and, quote, they got it legalized. Bush is going to sign it today. Doesn't mean it's legal. Again, I use the analogy. They said blacks weren't humans. Doesn't mean it's legal to say they're not humans. And to put a chain around their neck and have them pull a plow and put them out in a dirt floor shed to sleep with the pigs. We've been so naive and we're so stupid and gullible. Stop being gullible. Let me tell you something. We literally have a collection of Ted Bundys and John Wayne Gacy's literally running the country with nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons, X-ray lasers, space-based mind control systems, microwave guns. They're all ready for us, building giant prisons everywhere. Do you understand that, cops listening right now? Don't you smirk or laugh or say this. I know this is hard to believe. Well, I know you're not bad. So because you're not bad, you're a good person, you think none of this is true because you judge people by how you are. Stop being naive. I demand and I command you to go research every claim I've made. Because if 10% of it is true, we're gone to hell in a handbasket. Well, let me tell you something. It's a lot worse than I'm even saying on air. I know stuff about this government I won't even say on air because you can't handle it. These people literally eat the brains out of children's heads. These people make Nosferatu look like a choir boy. These people are straight out of the pit of hell. Ah! And this is a normal response. Having a bunch of psychopathic perverts and killers running our country who are hurtling us towards World War III, who just abolished the Bill of Rights, the normal response is, ah, no! Ah! My God, we're living in Nazi Germany! They've taken over the whole planet! There's nowhere to run! We gotta fight! Get mobilized! Get mobilized! Get mobilized now! Get ready! Ah! Come on! I'm not going to get on my knees and go down to their level and serve them. I'm going to fight them. Come hell or high water. I had these Republicans calling in yesterday going, you're a liar. There's no such thing as Northwoods. This bill doesn't affect U.S. citizens. You're a liar. And some people calling in who just couldn't even go on there. They're just, I can't believe he's saying that about Republicans, they told the call guy. Yeah, answering the phones. Call screener. You can't call him a call screener if we don't screen calls. I don't want to go home. This man's a devil. No, lady. Your government's a devil. And I know what's going on. I'm not naive and stupid like you, you fool. I don't walk out in front of 18-wheelers on I-35. I got common sense. I know history, so I know how evil elites are, you stupid twit, you naive piece of trash. People tell you to be nice when you talk to people and try to convince them slowly and let them sit there and smirk at you. No, I'm not going to let them sit there and smirk at me. They're slaves. They like being slaves. They want to pull me down with them, and I don't like them. I don't like a pack of lemmings trying to run me over a cliff. Get out of my way, you cowardly scum. Stick the George Bush stickers on your car. Drive around like a bunch of idiots and just enjoy yourselves. And that goes for you two Democrats, thinking the Democrats are going to save you. All right, I'm getting really angry. It just freaks me out. It does. My weekend was totally ruined. Not that I really had much of one. I just cannot quit thinking about how they wholesale. And by the way, the phony left, Media Matters and The Nation, The Nation's contradicting itself. In two articles, they say it affects U.S. citizens. In another, it says it allows them to go after legal immigrants and legal residents, and it hurts our precious immigrant community. And Media Matters says it doesn't affect citizens, but it affects our precious illegals, knowing that conservatives will read that and go, good, get them illegalers. You can go read the bill. It affects citizens. It affects all crimes, property damage, not having total allegiance to Bush. It's all in there, subsection by subsection. I wrote up the analysis with Watson Friday. When we make a claim, we do what none of these other writers do. We give you the subsection, the number, and a link to the thing. So see, the left's there whitewashing it too. You make me so sick. Let me tell you, most of these left gatekeepers are the CIA assets, folks. Most of the right-wing fake phonies that you get up there, they're just little pundits and ideologues. They don't even need to be paid off. They just believe all this. They think Bush spending more money than all presidents before him combined, or tripling, yes, it's not doubling, they've now tripled the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Ownership. They think Supreme Court rulings, 8 of the 9 appointed by Republicans, saying they can take private property for private interest is conservative. They think all these new taxes are conservative. They think world government and open borders and amnesty and North American Union is conservative. And I'm just so sick of you. I do. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate you. You've helped bring down this country. I hate all the stupid Democrats who just believe that party is going to save them and believe all the lies. I hate the Republicans more than anything. You are just a bunch of idiots following a weird pedophile death cult. I mean, it figures it'd be something like this. It's like he says in They Live when he puts the sunglasses on. He's like, what? It figures it'd be something like this. That's exactly how I am. I put them on. I'm like, what is this? When does it end? It's always worse than I thought it could be. I mean, it's so sick. It's so sick to sit here and to know that we are ruled over by a bunch of perverts and murderers and sickos. I mean, we literally have John Wayne Gacy and Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer ruling over us, power mad nuts who want nothing more than to, well, depending on what their taste is. You know, some of them, it's pretty run of the mill. They just like to knock women's teeth out and, you know, break their collarbones and stomp on them and do a bunch of other stuff I can't mention on air. And then it goes right down to, oh, my God. I mean, I literally get sad and now I close a door on a lizard. There's all those little geckos coming in the house. And some of us, as we get older, get softer and softer hearts. Doesn't mean we're weak, by the way. It makes us that much more vicious. I just want to advise people. But we like little innocent things. We want to protect it. That instinct is there. But other people in life just get worse and worse and more callous and more dark and more evil until they have no feelings. You see, I've talked to top criminologists and psychologists and award-winning researchers and psychiatrists here on the show. You've heard them that have studied serial killers. And it gets to the point where their life is so dark, only during the murder, the torture, the killing do they feel alive. It's like a bright light is how they describe it. That's what people under mind control say it's like. It's like suddenly things get brighter and it feels good when they're following their programming. And so it's like a bright, burning light when they do the evil. It's like they're totally given over to it. They're demon-possessed is what they are. And so they're like these machines, these robots of evil, these androids, basically, who that's what they've turned into. And they just go out and they live for the torture, the death, the murder. They live for the power. And that's why they like wars. The wars are waged against the people. In fact, let's play that 1984 clip right now. This is from the movie. It's online. It's a little bit hazy, but this is Winston reading from the government's documents of why they use war to control the population. Go ahead and roll that.
It does not matter if the war is not real. All that is, victory is not possible. The war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous. The essential act of modern warfare is the destruction of the produce of human labor. A hierarchy of society is only possible on the basis of poverty and ignorance. In principle, the war effort is always planned to keep society on the brink of starvation. The war is waged by the ruling group against its own subjects. And its object is not victory over Eurasia or East Asia, but to keep the very structure of society intact. You weak.
All right, that's a horrid clip from online. I think we have 1984 actually here in the office. We ought to get that off the DVD ourselves and play it. I don't even know that was audible, but war is waged by the elite against the people. And again, they found during the War of the Roses, they found letters, however many hundreds of years ago that was, what, 350, 400, I forget. It's almost 500. My memory's gone. Letters from the French and the British cousins talking to each other. And, of course, the British claimed Brittany. And because the British royalty was Norman or French, you know, they would claim rulership over France. They were always having wars, but it was every time they had uprisings or problems or economic problems, they would just have a war. And to watch the general public, you know, the good old boys, I like the war, let's kill them Arabs. They're not Arabs, they're Persians. Huh? Commies, shut up! Well, war isn't really manly, and it's not cool, and it's being waged against you. Huh? You with them Muslims? You want them Muslims to get us? And I'm like, no, sir, the Muslims aren't getting rid of our sovereignty, our borders, or our guns, and the radical Muslims were actually funded by the CIA. Here it's admitted. Shut up. I like George W. You're a liar about everything. Northwoods don't exist. There ain't no homosexual Republicans. And I like George W. Bush. My president. All right, we'll come back, jam a few calls in. Jerome Course is coming up. Wait till you hear this American Union clip, the latest from CNN. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berk Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Coming up 8 after in the second segment of the next hour, we got Jerome Corsi, all these huge new developments in the North American Union, the documents they got, the meeting almost 3 weeks ago secretly in Canada. We got a CNN clip. Lou Dobbs is now being called a conspiracy theorist on the CFR website. But before we do all of that, before we go to some of your calls in this segment and the next, It is really, really important that all of you support us. I don't spend a lot of time plugging the documentaries. I should. They're excellent films. They wake people up. Not just the films I've made, but the other great videos we carry and the secure online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. And I don't do what most other hosts do, you know, asking for support, asking for donations. You donate to us by getting the films. And if you want to support us, we do need your support. We could do so much more if we had more support. Buy the entire complete library of the films I've made or the complete library of other books and videos I carry at our video and bookstore. Or buy 20 copies, 50 copies, 100 copies. We have huge discounts when you buy Terror Storm in bulk. Please take action. Go to InfoWars.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free. They can answer your questions as well and take your order. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And if you would like to support us, you can always do that by ordering the videos and books in bulk. So please do that. And consider that to be your donation, and that way you know you're getting a material that you can pass out and give to people that will have an effect. Again, 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com. There's so much other news, folks. The news I've got, we've got the Carolinas wanting to pass a law, South Carolina, to sterilize bad parents. I'm not kidding. If your children are involved in crime, they claim it's bad genetics, and they're going to sterilize you. This is eugenics. This is the Hitler system. And then, of course, when they it came out last year in Texas in the AP at the State House that over two-thirds of Texas foster children are on more than seven drugs, or the average is seven. And the top state psychiatrist got up and said, well, they're genetically, they come from bad gene pools. No blood test, no check, no science behind it. Just, oh, well, we're wiping out their brains because they come from bad gene pools. So here's the brave new world, boys and girls. This is the type of stuff I have. I have three stacks. Each stack is 2 inches high. Okay, that's how much news we've got. Let's go ahead and take a few calls here. Andrew in Australia, welcome.
Yes, Alex, good day, mate. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Mate, two things. Just wanted to give you a plug for putting your cover art for Terror Storm up on your website, and I've bought the originals. I've actually bought three copies. So I want to urge all of your listeners to go out there and get the originals and then distribute as many as they can.
Is it having an effect in Australia? Have you shown it to people yet?
I certainly have, mate. I've managed to get out about 100 copies. I'm onto my second 100 stack of DVDs.
Good, thank you.
Oh, look, mate, it's a pleasure. It's a real pleasure to be disseminating this information. And I just wanted to bring up Republican Mark Foley. We in Australia, I think, have it worse here in some ways because of centralised government. Basically, we've had a few years ago, I'm sure, in fact, I found it through your website, a link to, I mentioned it last time I was on here, guyguys.net. And you had a link once upon a time on your website linking to the Freemasonry and the OTO cover-up, which involved police and media and high governments all in a pedophile ring.
Well, it's like the case that they had over in the Netherlands where the police came to his house and the children were screaming and banging and the police still left. And it turned out he had dozens of these kids, and the judges and police were doing all this to him. I mean, that's confirmed. All right, we'll be back. Thank you, sir, for the call.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.